Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We would love to hear from you. Join us online at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And remember, always listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to StreamYSR.com. That is StreamYSR.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, we're going to shift gears now. We're going to reflect on the glorious, the historic run of the Golden State Warriors, their championship season, and our friends at Triumph Books. They have released a commemorative book on the incredible run. We're delighted to have with us Diamond Leong with the Golden State Warriors. He's their beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. And hey, I'm in Vegas tonight. You just got back from Vegas and you had the opportunity at NBA Summer League to check out the Warriors and the Cavs. How was your experience? How about those up-and-comers?
The Warriors' first-round draft pick, Kevon Looney, make his professional debut. They have an up-and-coming player in James Michael McAdoo, who was on that championship roster, didn't get much playing time, but with David Lee on his way out in the trade, could get a little more playing time. So it was an interesting experience and a fun one as well.
Well, it's been a very busy year for you, a long season. Hopefully you'll have a chance now to kind of decompress and kind of power down just a bit, huh, Diamond?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely a long one, and one that was certainly memorable for a lot of fans and, obviously the team as well in the Bay Area.
Well, the Golden State Warriors, they end their NBA title drought with the win over the Cavaliers, and they celebrate the first NBA championship in 40 years. Diamond, is this how you thought the script would play out at the start of the season?
I don't think anybody thought it would go exactly like that. I mean, some people had predicted a championship, but really for a team that hadn't gone in the past few years to the Western Conference Finals, they weren't really thought of as, hey, we're shoo-ins for this title in any case. And I think for them to win 67 games, really just dominate and, become, maybe one of the top teams all the time in terms of the regular season and the postseason achievement combined. It's just a pretty amazing ride that I don't think anybody, even on the team, could predict.
Well, it was a team that obviously had a lot of depth, very talented. You talk about the Splash Brothers, but I think one of the keys to the title run was the health. They faced the Cavs, a team that was depleted and injured.
Yeah, you make a great point. The Warriors maybe had kind of a three-week injury for Andrew Bogut earlier this season, and really just otherwise they were pretty lucky and pretty unscathed. If you ask, I think the Warriors, they would say, to those that maybe kind of talk about, the Cavs are banged up at the end, there's a reason why the Warriors perhaps weren't as injury-plagued, and it's because they were so dominant during the regular season, they could afford to rest a lot of their players on back-to-back games. You saw players like Andrew Bogut, Andre Iguodala gets nights off. You saw one game, almost the entire starting lineup was gone. They sat Steph Curry, they sat Klay Thompson, against the Denver team. So it was an interesting way for a Warriors team that had plenty of injury problems in the past, and this season just worked out for them.
Well, it was a remarkable rookie season for head coach Steve Kerr. He inherited, obviously, a great team, but how was he, Diamond, able to turn the Warriors into the best NBA team and just this transformation that took place?
I think it started, with the offense, and when you talk about the offense, it started with the coaching staff, the people that Steve Kerr hired around is very close to, and combined with Gentry, they ran that kind of high-octane offense, that was based on ball movement, and I think that was obviously a change from the past where under Mark Jackson it was more isolation sets, and really just, I think, implementing that new offense really unlocked things for Steph Curry, for Klay Thompson, and you saw it with the Warriors. I mean, they were just fantastic all year long with the way they executed.
Alvin Gentry, obviously, he moves on as head coach of the Pelicans. I mean, how much does this impact the Warriors?
Oh, it was a tremendous impact. Like I said, the way he implemented that offense, and also with his personality as well. Alvin Gentry is kind of a lighthearted guy who can bring a lot of laughs to the locker room, and I think for the Warriors, he was a great fit. And also a great fit on the coaching staff as well. Kerr wanted people around him that had experience, and Alvin was certainly one of them. And, there were very few egos, I guess. People were able to put them aside, not just on the player side, but on the coaching staff as well.
Diamond Leong is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. And of course, we are shining the spotlight on the special commemorative book, The Golden Boys. Tell us about it, Diamond, and where they can go and get a copy.
Yeah, no, it should be available, especially all over the Bay Area, but really, online as well, and, in Triumph Books. And, it was obviously a fun project to work on, just kind of a season-long compilation of, kind of the highs, and I would want to say lows, but there weren't very many lows for the Warriors this season. So just a lot of great moments for a franchise that really hadn't seen too much success until the last few years, and to top it off for the championship is just an amazing achievement for them.
Well, Steve Kerr, the rookie coach, I mean, I have to wonder, how was he able to get his team to buy into his philosophy and make those sacrifices? I mean, he's got energy, he's got that personality. I mean, he seems like a likable guy, but to get these guys to check their ego at the door and to buy into being a team.
Yeah, you mentioned the personality, and one of the things he did at the very start, right after he got hired, was he went out to really try to visit every one of their players, not just bring them in, but he went to where they were. He flew all the way out to Australia to sit with Andrew Bogut, just for a couple of days, just to basically build bridges. And obviously, after the firing of Mark Jackson, which was controversial for in some players' minds, there was some fence mending that needed to be done just to kind of make sure that, hey, these guys were going to get to know a coach that really had zero coaching experience in some ways. So I think he did the smart thing in terms of going out and meeting those guys and really having them buy in. So the seeds were already planted months before the first game was played.
You've mentioned former head coach of the Golden State Warriors, Mark Jackson, several times. Why was he not the right fit as a head coach?
I think ultimately, I mentioned it earlier, just with the offense, I think the Warriors were he ranked 14th that year, and we have Steph Curry at Klay Thompson. I think management thought, at the coaching position, they could upgrade there. And also, I think ultimately there was some clashing with the front office and with ownership especially as well. It kind of surfaced on late in the season with, I think Jackson was a little more careful about his assistant coaching choices and personalities got involved, egos got involved, and ultimately they the Warriors decided to go a different direction.
Well, what was the biggest key adjustment that Steve Kerr made coming to the season that paid dividends?
Obviously, offense, and besides that, I think, he also really didn't do a whole lot, I guess, to change their defensive mindset. He praised Mark Jackson for that. They were already, one of the top defenses, and they continued that. So I think Kerr really meshed what worked well in the past for the Warriors, and he also brought in that new offensive style as well. He emphasized taking care of the basketball, something the Warriors had struggled with in the past, and it certainly flared up at the start of the season, but once he really kind of made his message ring true in terms of high turnover games and how to limit them, I think that really helped the Warriors in the end.
Golden State Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group, Diamond Leong, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're shining the spotlight on our friend's book, the special commemorative book, The Golden Boys, the Golden State Warriors' historic 2015 championship season. And so what are some of those top priorities in the offseason for the Warriors? I mean, is this going to be a new dynasty within the NBA and they keep it rolling?
Yeah, I think they hope so. One of the things that they did this offseason was really try to bring almost everybody back. I mean, short of David Lee and Justin Holiday leading the team, they brought back Mo Spate. They brought back Leandro Barbosa. And, of course, they signed, Draymond Green to a huge contract. So I think they understand that there's a window of opportunity here to win, multiple titles if possible, barring injury. And, they have a young core. They have a Steph Curry and Klay Thompson in their prime. They've locked up Draymond Green. All three of those guys are here long term, and if the Warriors can stay healthy, like they always say, they're going to have a good shot.
Well, David Lee with that trade to the Celtics, I mean, is that a good fit for Boston?
I think it's a good fit for everybody, really, for the Warriors. They saved a lot of money in that deal. For Boston, you get a veteran guy on a team, obviously, that's looking to grow, looking to upgrade itself in terms of the playoff race, and David Lee brings a veteran presence. Obviously, from the Warriors side, you know, they know that he brought a locker room presence as well. And, you know, for a young and up-and-coming team like Boston, I think that can really help them as well.
Getting ready to wrap up our interview with Diamond Leon, Golden State Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. Just reach out to our audience and tell them about this special commemorative book and where they can go and get a copy.
Yeah, no, if you go to Triumph Books, it's available online. And, you know, I happened to catch it at the airport at SFO the other day, too. So
cool.
Things like, especially around the Bay Area, just a lot of interest in the team, in the book, hopefully. And, you know, it was a fun project to make it clear some of the moments that just this franchise experienced this year. There's so many top plays and top personalities as well. And it was certainly fun to work on in the final days as they were about to close out the championship. And just a lot of hard work put in by a lot of our photographers on staff and a lot of our other writers on staff as well. And you know, certainly there was a busy schedule, you know, a long season for sure, but I'm glad it all came together.
Oh, and there's some great photographs in there too, right, Diamond?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's one of the key parts of the book too, I think. And, you know, sometimes our photographers maybe don't get the credit they deserve, but, you know, they're really, you know, one of the stars of the show for this book as well.
Well, a fun project, a fun year, and it is a good time celebrating the Golden State Warriors, their historic 2015 championship season. Go out and get a copy of this special commemorative book titled The Golden Boys. And we've been visiting with Diamond Leon, Golden State Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. Does an outstanding job. First time on the show. We definitely want to have you back when fall rolls around and the season gets underway. Enjoy some time off, okay, Diamond?
Thanks so much. Appreciate you having me.
That, of course, was Diamond Leon talking about the special commemorative book on the Golden Boys from our good friends at Triumph Books. And it is time to thank all of our amazing guests in our lineup. Phil Steele from Phil Steele Magazine and philsteele.com. The 2015, the start of the season, it is just around the corner. The countdown is on. Also, a very special thank you to Christine Brennan, sports columnist with USA Today, and Zach Meisel from the Cleveland Indians, cleveland.com. Go out and get a copy of his new book. And Scott Bird, the assistant director of our athletic performance at the University of Missouri. I'm Elissa Walker Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.